The last song we'll be singing today is a Scandinavian folk song. Actually, it's in Finnish, and it's entitled Mitä kai katsot kivonen by Mia Makara.
Okay, a few things for you. If I could use your stand, and maybe if you could help us with pitch, starting and stopping, because I want to sing with you guys a little bit. Man, that last one is really fun, so I want to make sure I have enough time to get back to it. But let's go back to Mon Coeur. Let's sing a little bit of French. So my notes for you on this are, I would like to experiment with, if you're willing to go with me, a little bit of a different approach to articulation on this. What does leggero mean? Anyone? Leggero? Leggero? Heard this term? It's an articulation similar to marcato, you know what that is, staccato, you know what that is, because you're doing some of that, legato, you know what that is. Leggero is lightly. And I always think of French Renaissance stuff as just being so, right? Just so, very cute. Bon, que sera commandez-vous de vous, de bonjour, tout à pique. Les poissons, les poissons. Right? So, I want you to still, and so it's not staccato, right? There is staccato, and you're doing that really well in a few places where you've decided to do that, and that's really cool. Really cool. What I'm talking about is it's just a little bit more of a lift, a little bit more of a fade. So instead of driving through like you would legato, we're just going to dance a little bit more upward. So just give it a try here from the beginning. Let's just sing for it.
Mon cœur s'est commandé à vous, toute la nuit et de partir.
Yeah, right. So then you're really aiming for the end. Right? I think this is nice. Can you sing, just can you bump your dynamic level up a little bit more? Like you're singing this in before His Royal Highness King Louis XVI. In the court, and there's all kinds of noise going on, and people are serving dinner, and you are the madrigals, right? You are the troubadours or trouvères, whichever, and you're bringing your song to the masses, right? So this really wasn't like serious music. Right? This was entertainment, right? So just tell the story. Probably take a little bit more of a theatrical approach to it, a little bit too. Ready? One and four.
Mon cœur s'est commandé à vous toute la nuit et de partir. Amour et de pinte
jaloux. Right, so, and all these are, yeah, right, all these are confetti throws. You got that really cool note that you throw in there. Surprise! You thought you knew what we were doing next. Right. Try this. Throw a handful of confetti when you sing it. Right on the fifth, starting with sopranos. Ready? And go. Right. Altos. You need to throw your confetti a little bit more forceful at the king. Ready? One. Sopranos get started. And go.
So I'm going to report back to him. How you doing on this? No, the very, very good singing on this. My notes for you at the beginning, I'd like for you to try what I call a snap legato. Right, you're all on one vowel, but your movement, and so the trick there, is, you know, you're moving, many of you, scalar movement, right? The trick there is that it can get a little slurry from note to note. And really what I want you to do, I don't want you to like go more staccato on me. I just want you to snap from pitch to pitch, just a little bit cleaner, so that the harmonies unfold just a little bit crisper, okay? So try this for me in the beginning.
Two, tenor twos, almost always you have this figure, tenor twos, where are you? Tenor twos. Yeah, you have this figure a number of times, right, where you stay on the C and your tenor ones leave you.
When that happens, I need for you to just goose it just a little bit. As that divide happens, instead of staying at your same volume level, I just need a little bit more of you, right? So pretend like you're expanding to a new note as well, right? So it's almost like you're refreshing that note. Right, so it's sort of refreshing with the, you don't really rearticulate it, but you just need to bring a little bit more so that we get that really cool balance between the two. All right, try one more time. Snap legato. Three. Watch your vowel on cradles.
Cradles.
A little more pre than cray. Cradles. Ladies, this is at measure 50, page 7. Pick us into it. This is the in the light of that star. Like the. If I know Eric, this is probably kind of. This is sort of a Debussy kind of gesture. It's sort of fluid. You know, you're sort of moving in parallel motion with each other. Can you just sing that for me? In the light of that star. This little trio part that you have here, right? This little three-part thing. And go.
In the light of that star, like the ages improve.
Yeah, right. So I would like to just have a little bit more circular.
In the light of the star, like the ages.
A little bit, just a little bit more fluid motion here. Right? It's a bop, beep, boop, beep, bop. It's like French Impressionism kind of a little bit. Right? So, one, and up.
In the light of that star, my ears improve.
Right, so and some purr. Stay away from that R a little bit, more open to the up. Yeah, that's better. Just a little bit of more movement there. Good. I think, so this is Jesus, the King, this is top of page 9, and you're coming down to this piano. One word of caution when you're diminuendoing to nothing, right here at the top of this page, you're singing Jesus is King, Jesus is King, you know where I'm at, Jesus is King. I'm going to ask you to try to diminuendo without losing tone. Because what I'm hearing is you're achieving your piano by the end of this phrase by sort of taking tone out and replacing it with air. Right, so instead of airing into this, see if you can do it with still a substantive tone as you go. So what's a good way to get into it? Just right at top of 9, Jesus.
In homes.
In homes.
In homes of nations. You have everybody there? Or just ladies?
Yeah, everybody.
In homes, we'll just get into it. So it's one, two.
That's really nice. Now this gets to another thing that I wanted to approach on this, and it's all over the piece. You've got this in three a lot quarter note performance. You've got this quarter note thing going on. I would encourage you to be a little bit more attentive to word stress so that in the micro phrasing, within the large phrase, you've got a little bit more ebb and flow. It gets you a little out of being so notey. So let's try that one more time. Homes of the nation. That's right. Got all the strong syllables on the downbeat, so you've got a little bit of lilt in here. And one, two.
Jesus is King.
tight to be covering the oo into your e to keep that tone in. Awesome. Very, very nice. Very nice. All right. Let's get to the fun thing. I'm dying. This is so cool, you guys. Amazing. Really, really amazing job on this. I think you can go a little further committed to folk. So, soprano twos, where are you? Let's sing this opening little melody. This is at letter A. You know where I'm at. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, right. I think just a little bit more folk approach, so if that means a little bit of a scoop here and there, I'd be okay with that, right? And really bright, just through a smile. One, two, three, four. Yeah, and you can think as you're sustaining the ah, you can even smile into it and let it bright. Right? Sort of brings more brilliance in as you sustain. Next line. You got the si da co. You're still in five. One, two, three, four. Right? Yeah, so instead of crescendo, just think smile. Right, brighten all the way too. Great. Now, anybody else who comes in on anything else, you gotta sort of match that, right? So altos, you're in with them on that next line. So you gotta match up with that, right? So this is at 13, si da co, where the next phrase, right? One, two, three, four. Right, so altos, it's not about volume, it's just about right. Make it cut. One, two, three, four. Everybody come in here. Balance. Brighter, softer.
You're saying that's not a problem for you, is it?
No. Because really the folkiness of this tune.
I kept saying, back it off. Less
right.
Bright, less bright.
No. Yeah. I want to hear.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah. I think just be careful here. How far outnumbered do you have your soprano twos? And you're all on an open ah, right? So really bring it down. And if you keep it bright, it still will be present. And then soprano twos, you gotta bring it. This is that letter B. One, two, three, four. Around for more of the festival?
Oh yeah, we have jazz tomorrow.
All right, awesome, cool. Well, I don't know if I'm in the room.